Welcome to Happy Gut Healthy Lives Summit. I am Diana Previs, and with me today is Hannah Crum from Kombucha Camp. Hannah, welcome. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Hey, Diana. Thanks for having me.
You sell kombucha. How did you get into that?
So just to clarify, what we sell is not a ready-to-drink kombucha, but we teach people how to make it themselves at home. I first discovered kombucha back in 2003. I was visiting a friend from college who'd moved to San Francisco. It's a very groovy town, if you've ever been there. And on the tour of his apartment, one of the stops was the kombucha. I'd never heard of it. We didn't even taste it. It was still brewing. It was these jars with all this weird stuff floating in it. But that word, it really stuck out in my mind. So when I returned to L.A., lo and behold, at the Whole Foods, there was an entire case full of kombuchas. So, of course, I grabbed one, and it's an acetic acid ferment, so there's a tanginess to it. So for some people, their first sip is like, oh my gosh, what did I just taste? For me, though, it was love at first sip. That kind of tangy, sour yumminess really reminded me of the pickle juice I used to sneak out of the jar when I was growing up that my mom always used to yell at me for doing. But there was also this aliveness to it. There was this energy to it, and my body really sensed that. And, you know, like many people, my thirst outgrew my budget, and because I'd already seen the mysterious jars, I just figured I'd get my own and start making it at home.
That's great. I've heard a lot about kombucha. The subject today, it's interesting because you have Kombucha Camp, Trust Your Gut. How does this help with weight reduction?
So kombucha is a fermented tea. So it's a fermented food, just like sauerkraut, kefir yogurt, kimchi, right? There's a lot of our fermented buddies who we've been consuming and working with for millions of years, if that's fair to say, or at least since before pre-recorded history. So in any case, we've been partnered with our bacteria buddies in a variety of ways, and consuming them through food is one of them. And so if we consider that the root cause of all disease is stress, and that stress can come in a variety of forms. It can come from a bad diet. It can come from a stressful lifestyle. And the reality is we're never going to eliminate stress 100%. But when we are supporting ourselves at that gut level, what's really exciting about this information is the Human Microbiome Project, which is helping us to understand that so many of these things that are happening in our gut are actually controlling our entire organism. And so when you go to the gut level in terms of dealing with symptoms, you find that you can really bring an organism back into balance. So for some people, they find they lose weight drinking kombucha, but for other people, they find they gain weight. And really what it is it's going to what your organism specifically needs, helping your body to rebalance, and then it flourishes from there. So people are going to have a different experience depending on what it is they need help with.
Right, and that's awesome because this whole health summit is centered around reducing stress and optimizing one's weight. So you touched a little bit on the gut. How does this help with leaky gut?
Well, leaky gut is essentially gut dysbiosis. Basically, it means it's not working right. The organisms that normally colonize our gut are out of balance. This could be due to toxin exposure, which we get from a myriad of ways, food, water, air, beauty products. You know, there's so many ways in which we're under attack in our current culture from chemicals. Another way is through overconsumption of antibiotics, or sometimes they're necessary, but just consuming antibiotics, it's like putting a nuclear bomb into your gut. And what happens is when you destroy everything, good and bad, it leaves a lot of room for quote-unquote bad guys to take up residence. Like part of how our gut stays healthy and our immune system stays strong is we have the good bacteria out competing the bad bacteria, so that even when you're exposed to quote unquote bad bacteria, there's no place for them to land. And that's where your gut is really your bacteria force field. So any way that we can get living organisms into our body is going to be a benefit. So there's soil-based organisms that you get in like sauerkraut, kimchi, you know, the ferments we make with salt and things like that. And of course, just eating dirt, right? We've all seen a baby stick mud in its mouth, and maybe it's just listening to an instinct that it needs to get more of those soil-based organisms into its body. And then, of course, there's the other types of organisms we can get from, you know, human contact, being in touch with pets, being outside in nature. And then, of course, through our other fermented foods and drinks. So anytime you're doing something that's going to help fortify your gut, that's going to start tipping the scales in the other direction. But some people need to go through a whole period of, you know, kind of clearing out their system, then refortifying before they can even necessarily get to kombucha. So for some people, they need to start with like Milk Keeper or Water Keeper. And then over time, as their body can tolerate something that's a little more of that detoxifying agent, which is what kombucha is, before they start consuming kombucha. So that's why, you know, trust your gut doesn't mean what tastes good. Trust your taste buds, because we also know that they make chemicals that addict you to food. It's about closing the feedback loop. It's listening to how your body responds to what you're putting into it, paying attention to that, right? Because when you have candida overgrowth, and again, it's just candida overgrowth. We need a certain amount of candida in our body. And that's really where this idea of good and bad bacteria is a little too black and white. It's a bit more sophisticated than that, just like everything in life. Really, it's the environment. And so if an environment has been created where that's allowed to overproliferate, one of the side things that happens is you crave sugar, because sugar is what they're feeding off of. And so you might have this craving for sugar, but once you eat that sugar, the way your body feels, you get a yeast infection, you feel terrible, you get bloated. So it's not trusting your taste buds, it's trusting your gut. How did that make your body actually feel after you consumed it? And so we really feel that kombucha is a gateway into starting to pay attention to these feedback loops so that you can make different choices in life about what foods are nourishing you, what's sustaining you in order to support that entire healthy organism.
Right. And you've been doing this for years now. As a result of you being introduced to kombucha and having the benefit of it all of these years, what types of benefits has it been for you on a personal level over time?
So when I first started drinking kombucha, I was still very much standard American diet, fad, right? I was, you know, I'm of the generation that grew up eating cereal and canned foods and not really doing a lot of home cooking per se. And I was still in that same type of lifestyle after college. And so drinking kombucha, one of the first things I noticed is my digestion improved, my skin cleared up, and I started to lose my taste for these other types of foods. And again, as a gateway, it also was like, hey, what else am I putting in my body that maybe I should be taking a look at? And so that started a whole journey of exploring different dietaries, different food modalities. And ultimately, I came back around to traditional foods because, at least for me, that really resonated and made a lot of sense, that I should be consuming food similar to what my ancestors, my heritage consumed, with, of course, the modifications I need in order to support my organism. So with my husband, in his case, he didn't like the kombucha at first. Surprise, surprise. And I have to admit, those first few batches making it at home probably weren't the most delicious I ever made. As a baker or cook or anything, it takes time to cultivate that. But once I made this flavor called pink lemonade, it was strawberry, lemon, and thyme, and you can find the recipe in our book. But once I made that flavor, he finally ditched his daily morning Gatorade, right? Morning Gatorade, healthy.
Oh, wow.
Sports drink, right? Gotta have that healthy thing first thing in the morning. And he was also taking a nightly antacid pill. Once he'd been drinking kombucha for about a couple of weeks, he was able to let go of that antacid pill altogether. And for him, it took a period of, you know, a couple of years, but his weight really rebalanced. He lost about 30 pounds. And again, there were other changes we made in our diet and things, but he had a huge transformation. Like the layers of an onion, I've noticed different things coming up at different times for me. And, you know, there was one period of time where I'd gotten poison oak. I tried to put scobies all over my body to help with the rash. It didn't really, you know, help topically in terms of alleviating that pain so much. But then a couple years later, I was brewing kombucha, and I'm the kind of person who likes to touch my cultures and be involved with them. And I noticed poison oak reemerging on my fingers. And I was like, that's weird. I haven't been hiking. There's no way I could have been exposed. And then it went away. And then I brewed my kombucha again. I was working with it, and it came back again. And that's when it dawned on me that the kombucha was literally pulling these toxins out of my body through my skin.
Oh, my gosh.
So many issues. Right. So kombucha is not just something you can consume internally to help your gut from the inside, but like folks with eczema or who have really dry skin, you can also use it topically, and it does have a positive effect there as well. So again, it's not a cure-all. It's, you know, it didn't help with the poison oak, but it is something that can, again, go to that root cause level and help with a variety of disparate symptoms.
In the people that come to you that you see, the clients that you've had over time, what are some of the first things that you notice when they reach out to you? What are signs that someone is really not living the quality of life that they want?
I mean, it's so hard. We are so exposed to propaganda, to advertising. I mean, these people literally study psychology so they can know how to manipulate people. And it's really hard to extract yourself from that system because it's reinforced by so many people, by so many things we see. And it can be really confusing to know, you know, what should I be eating? How should I be taking care of myself? You know, this says low fat and healthy. This says this over here. And it's literally just an overwhelm of information. And that's, again, where trust your gut comes into play. It's like on an instinctual level, you know, our DNA has evolved over millions, billions of years to get to where we are now. And there's information that's coded within our DNA that hasn't completely caught up to our current society. And so when you try to go back and listen to your instincts, listen to the information that your body provides you and trust that information, that can really help you get back on track. And of course, it's reading a bunch of different things, looking at a bunch of, you know, different materials and trying to go on a journey really of exploring what's going to be right for your body, for your organism. And the reality is we're nature, right? We've always right. been nature. And so nature already has all of the answers that we need. And it's when we put too much faith in synthetics, and look, there's a place for pharmaceuticals and Western medicine intervention and things like that, but it's kind of for the extreme cases. The vast majority of what we need nutrition-wise can come from nature. So whether that's, you know, what we're eating, what we're listening to, spending time in nature, essential oils, you know, vibrations, like there's just a bunch of different ways that we can reconnect with our nature side. And when we go to that natural side, that's when we're able to find what's going to support us as a whole person.
Right. Well said, because everyone's starting at a different place and a different journey. And I know the big buzz out there is I'm stressed out. You know, I want to lose this belly fat. And I just want to be able to have clarity and think clearer. And there's a lot of people that walk around just feeling not good every single day. So this is a way to be able to start to get into a series of wellness. What else would you like to add about what you've discovered and what you do with your products?
Yeah, I mean, kombucha, like I said, it has a wide range of applications. You know, if you've never tried it, go to the store and grab a bottle. And if you don't like that, try a different one. It really is a craft and unique product. And so no two brands are going to have the same exact flavor. So if you were that person out there who like, oh, that was weird, I don't know about it, go find another brand and see if you find something that does resonate with you. Because as soon as you know, we have this 7-day kombucha challenge where you just swap your soda, swap your coffee, swap whatever it is you normally drink. Don't do anything else to your diet. Just swap out what you're drinking for kombucha for 7 days and see how it makes you feel. And use that as just a like kind of litmus test. You know, does this make me feel better? Am I able to let go of some of these things that I've been consuming on a regular basis, and allow that to be an opening point for really exploring those next steps to get yourself well. And in terms of kombucha, it's been an amazing journey. So not only did I start out as a home brewer, but in 2004, then I was inspired to teach others, which is where Kombucha Camp came from, is a workshop in my home where you come over and I teach you how to do kombucha. Because really what I understood is we needed to empower people with education. Fermented foods have been part of human society for a lot longer than they haven't, but we have this generational breakdown. Because processed foods became a symbol of luxury in the United States, traditional methods of preparing foods became passé or old or, you know, poor or whatever people ascribe to it. And so by reconnecting people with this ancient wisdom, we're giving them the tools of empowerment so that they can do this for themselves. And the reality is all fermented foods are really safe to make at home. They're really easy. You'll go online and you'll read some fear-mongering stuff, but the reality is that this stuff wouldn't be in everybody's home or have persisted for hundreds of years if it didn't provide benefit. And so trusting on that ancient wisdom, I think, is a really great place for people to start. And then from there, you know, we also started Kombucha Brewers International, which is the trade association representing commercial kombucha. This is an extension of our mission of changing the world one gut at a time. We know that as much as I speak Spanish and Mandarin Chinese, I'm not going to connect with all 7 billion people on this planet by myself. But if we, again, empower with education, give people resources and tools, there's a great business opportunity if you want to start a kombucha brand in your community, because people really need these foods, any fermented foods business. People really need these foods in their community, and that's a great way if you're not adverse to hard work. And then from there, our book, The Big Book of Kombucha, it's a bestseller and it's 400 pages. We put basically over 10 years of information into the book to make it easy for folks and to really inspire them. You know, we have 260 flavor inspirations. We have a wide variety of ways you can use the culture. People are starting to use it to make leather as kind of a biodegradable leather substitute. People use it to make bandages and to help heal wounds topically. It can also be used in face and beauty products. We're starting to see that in the commercial space. So just reading about kombucha and learning about it will open up a whole world of new possibilities.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And Hannah, through all of this journey, what was the funnest part of it?
Well, it's not over yet, and so that's exciting. It's just been the clarity that comes with letting go of those old foods. And look, it's always a struggle because, you know, it's easy to buy the inexpensive thing. It's easy to stop through the fast food line. That's easy. You don't have to think about it. But what you may not be considering is how that impacts your body on the other end. And it's not about striving for perfection. You know, we still live in the modern world, and that's fine. But it's about creating those healthy boundaries so that you're first and foremost supporting your organism. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be a lot harder to take care of those around you, those you love, your community, et cetera. And so what's most exciting for me in all of this is when I get those testimonials from folks who are like, I was on all these medications and now I've been able to reduce some of them. Or, you know, I didn't have any energy or the ability to use my fingers because of arthritis and now I have mobility again. So really it's these little things that people share about how it's transformed their lives that really gives me the energy to push forward on our journey. And it's, you know, it's coming at the right time. This is, what do I call it? Ancient technology, modern wisdom, right? So we're taking technology
that's awesome.
Always had, fermentation technology. We're combining it with the research that's coming out about the human microbiome. And we're really, you know, validating why it is our ancestors consumed foods prepared in certain ways, et cetera. So I think we're in a really exciting time right now, knowledge-wise.
You've shared so much today. Before you go, I just want to know a couple things. First off, you mentioned about that people could get it in their grocery store. But if they want to seek you out, what are the ways to go ahead and get your advice and to really get a great product?
Absolutely. So we're bacteria farmers, which is nothing I ever thought would be on my resume, which means that we grow quality cultures. We do that with organic ingredients in a, you know, inspected environment. So everything's really up to code and regulated. So Kombucha Camp, that's camp with a K. Honestly, if you just Google kombucha, you'll probably find us. I'm also known as the Kombucha Mama. But we've got videos on YouTube. We're all over the interwebs in terms of social media. So Facebook, as well as Instagram. And then you'll find our website, Kombucha Camp, which has a ton of information. If you click on shop, that's where you're going to find we carry four cultures: kombucha, jun, which is its raw honey cousin, milk kefir, and water kefir. And these are always in a living form because that's the best way for these organisms to proliferate and for people to work with them. So there's a lot of ways you can find us. Just Google the word kombucha.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else that you want everyone to know today that we can share?
Absolutely. Well, if you go to kombuchacamp.com/DIY, you can sign up for a free download. We have our recipe. We have a brewing log. We have some tips and hints there. So even if you're, whether you're going to make it or not, if you want more information, just go and read up on it and check it out. Our book, you can also find at the library. I think that's how a lot of people start with it. But then, of course, they realize they just have to have it. But just start reading. If you're curious about this, you know, go down that rabbit hole and you're going to find a lot of really great information. Now, you're going to see some information that tries to scare you away from it. But again, just keep in mind, it's nature, it's vinegar, and humans have been consuming it for a lot longer than some of the other things on the shelves today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, Hannah, for so much for your time today and all this knowledge that you've shared with everybody. And we will see everyone tomorrow for the Happy Gut, Healthy Lives Summit. Take care and stay tuned. Bye-bye.